AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says it busted a long-running Russian cyber operation that stole information from dozens of countries. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The targets included the U.S. and NATO allies, from governments to an unidentified journalist for an American news organization. Federal prosecutors linked the operation to a Russian Federal Security Service unit, alleging the FSB waged the cyber spying campaign for two decades by tweaking so-called snake malware several times to avoid being shut down. The Justice Department this week launched an operation that made the malware effectively self-destruct. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, E. Jean Carroll arrived in court. A jury has started deliberating in her lawsuit, alleging Donald Trump raped her at a luxury Manhattan department store in 1996. A judge in Florida appeared skeptical to arguments made by an attorney for Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend, Erica Herman, who is trying to invalidate a non-disclosure agreement that would require the ongoing legal disputes between the two to be decided privately by an arbitrator. Herman is suing Woods to get out of the agreement, saying she was the victim of his sexual harassment. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was arrested and dragged from court as he appeared to face charges in multiple graft cases. There have been violent demonstrations by angry supporters of Khan in several major cities in Pakistan. An anti-monarchy group says it plans to take legal action against London's Metropolitan Police after several of its members were arrested as they prepared to protest the coronation of King Charles. The police force expressed regret that the activists were prevented from protesting, but defended its handling of the coronation. Fox Corporation is reporting a third-quarter loss, weighed down by Fox News's nearly $800 million settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. This is AP News. Former president and 2024 candidate Donald Trump will take part in a CNN town hall meeting in New Hampshire.
Since confirming his run for president, Donald Trump has mostly confined his media appearances to conservative platforms. But Wednesday night, he'll do a CNN town hall forum at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. It's likely to be a tough go for 31-year-old moderator Caitlin Collins, who will take questions from an audience of Republican primary voters and use an earpiece to help fact-check the former president on the fly. Collins' resume includes time at the Daily Caller, and she was once CNN's White House correspondent. Trump has made no bones about his disdain for the struggling cable network he often calls fake news. Many Republicans doubt he can get a fair shake on CNN, while many Democrats say he shouldn't get a primetime platform. In an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box last week, David Zaslav, the CEO of CNN's parent company Warner Brothers Discovery, defended the decision, saying he's the front runner, he has to be on our network. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.